Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man bound over to district court on felony stalking charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 35-year-old Gillette man is facing multiple felony charges in a stalking case that authorities say involved repeated violations of a protection order and threats against his former girlfriend. Evan Haywood waived his preliminary hearing this month, and his case has been bound over to district court. He is charged with two counts of felony stalking, violating a protection order, and defrauding a drug test. According to court documents, the charges stem from a series of incidents in late 2025 and early 2026. Gillette police investigators say Haywood allegedly followed and confronted his ex-girlfriend after she traveled out of state, repeatedly contacted her despite a court-issued protection order, and engaged in behavior that left her fearing for her safety. The woman told police Haywood had complete control over her life and said she believed he would find her and harm her, according to affidavits filed in the case. Authorities say she reported dozens of phone calls, messages, and other attempts to contact her, even after the protection order was issued. Haywood was arrested in early January on a felony warrant tied to the allegations. The case will now move forward to district court, where Haywood will face formal prosecution on felony stalking charges. Wyoming quietly completes historic gold purchase. Wyoming has quietly completed a historic $10 million gold purchase required by state law with little public notice. According to Cowboy State Daily, state officials confirmed the gold was purchased on December 19th, totaling more than 2,300 ounces at roughly $4,337 per ounce. The gold is now stored at the Wyoming Reserve, a high-security vault in Casper. The purchase was mandated by the Wyoming Gold Act, legislation passed in 2025 that requires the state to hold at least $10 million in physical precious metals as part of its reserves. Supporters say the move is designed to protect the state's wealth from inflation and currency risk. Critics, including former state officials, have argued that gold is a non-income producing asset and could reduce returns from traditional investments. The timing of the purchase has drawn attention as gold prices surge worldwide. Gold recently climbed past $5,000 an ounce amid economic uncertainty and global market volatility, highlighting why governments and investors increasingly view the metal as a financial hedge. Since the purchase, Wyoming's gold holdings have already increased in value, underscoring the broader debate over whether precious metals should play a larger role in government finances. Wyoming is among the first states in the nation to formally build a physical gold reserve, a move that could influence similar policies across the country. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.